episode. The game holds up great, especially for being over 15 years old. The puzzles are really engaging, but accessible enough that even someone with little puzzle-solving experience could figure it out by themselves most of the time. To me, the best part of the game was GLaDOS and her commentary throughout. It was very amusing, and some of the jokes had me truly flabbergasted. She's so mean. And her song at the end is so funny. The comedy really makes this game special. The soundtrack does a great job at reinforcing the sterile high-tech environment of Aperture Science and helps you both stay immersed in the game as well as focus on solving the puzzles. The soundtrack dynamically reacts to the gameplay, with some tracks featuring distorted glitchy elements that match the game's themes of AI, robots, and experimentation. It also enhances the time-sensitive, high-stress parts of the game, like the incineration scene. Some of the soundtrack reminds me of lowercase music, a form of ambient minimalist music where sounds that are very quiet are amplified, which I've been listening to while studying. So these songs from the soundtrack blended seamlessly into my study playlist. I also wanted to talk about the remix of the credits song Still Alive that shows up throughout the game on the radio from the Easter egg areas. The radio remix is very different from the rest of the soundtrack, and that contrast makes you appreciate it even more. When you hear that happy upbeat music that feels very human among the eerie mechanical sounds of the rest of the soundtrack, it really feels like an oasis of sorts. It's very interesting. The credits song Still Alive is hilarious and slightly creepy too, and it's one of the main reasons why I wanted to feature the game in the episode. It's super catchy and upbeat, but if you listen to the lyrics, they're full of dark humor on how GLaDOS is mocking you for thinking you won and being super sarcastic, super passive aggressive. And it's very charming. I think everyone that plays the game always, like, remembers this song. It's one of those songs that, like, stick with you after you play the game. And I think it's really cool. That's all I wanted to share today. I hope you guys enjoy the soundtrack. And if you haven't already, maybe give the game a try. It's a certified classic. And I do think it's appealing to most audiences. Thank you so much for joining me today. And have a great night. Thank you. Before we get back to the music, a quick thank you to everyone who has donated so far. Your support keeps CFMU running, and if you haven't donated yet, there's still time. Every little bit helps. Did you know that CFMU has been on the air for 47 years? It's one of Canada's oldest campus radio stations, supporting local artists, winning awards, and even helping launch Hamilton's Supercrawl Festival. It is also Hamilton's official emergency broadcast station. CFMU is entirely community-run, with over 180 volunteers bringing you music, stories, and perspectives you won't find on mainstream radio. A donation of $30 or more gets you a Friends of CFMU card with discounts at local businesses, plus cool merch at higher donation levels. If you love what CFMU does, consider donating by calling 905-528-9888 or visiting cfmu.ca. You can also become a Patreon at cfmu.ca/fundraising and support CFMU on a monthly basis. Thank you again for keeping an independent radio alive, and now let's go back to the music.
This was a triumph. I'm making a note here, huge success. It's hard to overstate my satisfaction. Aperture science. We do what we must because we can. For the good of all of us, except the ones who are dead. But there's no sense crying over every mistake. You just keep on trying till you run out of cake. And the science gets done and you make a neat gun for the people who are still alive.
Prodigy Pen, and you're listening to The Hammer.
Donald Cowboy Show, and you're listening to The Hammer.
What's up, guys? This is Smooth Ben Henderson, and you're listening to The Hammer.
This is Dimi Strasse, and you're listening to The Hammer.
This is Chris Wyman, and you're listening to the 93.3 The Hammer.
This is Matt Hughes, and you're listening to The Hammer.
I'm Michael DeCamp Bisping, and you're listening to Hammer MMA.
Roy McDonald.
This is TJ Dillashaw.
Now Mark The Hammer Coleman, and you're listening to The Hammer.
Hello and welcome to The Hammer. I'm your host, Dave, and as always, by my co-hosts.
Greg Pearson, how's it going, guys?
And Steve Jeffrey, hey. So it's that time of year again. It's the Raise Your Voice 2025. That's the fundraising drive for CFMU. If you've been listening on CFMU to any other programming this week other than just our show, The Hammer MMA, you probably heard the hosts talking about taking donations. This station doesn't entirely run on donations, but it's helped by donations. So there is, you can go to cfmu.ca. It's just, you know, search for the fundraising page. There's a PayPal link and you can go on there. You can donate, you know, whatever you can. You can even become a patron and that'll donate monthly, but that's all on there. And it's running. You'll be hearing a lot about it on our show and then also on the other shows that are running on CFMU.